What's going on with baby aspirin? I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. If you've been taking low-dose aspirin for heart health, it may not be a good thing for you personally to do because of bleeding risks. Cardiologist Dr. Tyler Webster of Valley Medical Group explains it's better to be safe and to ask.
I think this is a confusing topic, and I think it's very important for that patient to consult either their primary care physician, their cardiologist, or their doctor who manages the diabetes and really have a one-on-one discussion about it, because there are risks, there are benefits, and I do believe there is a small subgroup of patients that do benefit from aspirin for primary prevention, but I do think it warrants a discussion about the patient's risk factors and also the risks of taking aspirin on a daily basis. Instead of sort of starting it on your own, I would definitely consult a physician before doing so.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.